Okay, so initially I thought the info a podcast it was you could swear all you wanted, but now apparently we have to pay 10 cents every time we swear. So like, that's really what I signed up for.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with all this fucking money that's going in this
thing. Fucking annoying.
Ah, fuck, we'll just close.
Oh, there we go.
Exercise.
Does blasphemy count?
Yeah, blasphemy counts.
Probably,
but that brings us.
But blasphemy
now brings us onto a straight, like another thing straight away.
But is blasphemy just, is it strictly against one religion?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I say, ah, Buddha, then drop with money in or not?
Yeah. The thing is,
Muhammad.
There are thousands of religions. So then we, in theory, if we would have to do this thing correctly, we'd have to research all of the religions and their deities and their words, and then make sure we don't, you know, like 3,000-4,000 religions, and make sure we don't say any of those words to be, so there shouldn't be a swear word.
So blasphemy is not a swear word?
It's not.
Okay, so we're allowed to blaspheme as
yes.
much as we want.
Yes. I think that was,
the problem is that now we can alienate every single person that's religious, which is like most of the world.
Alienate or engage them?
We'll alienate them and we'll engage them, because the Muhammad oak is going to be pissed off.
That's the one
him,
I'm most scared of. I have to travel to the Middle East. They're going to ban me.
Yeah.
So what about, like, Jesus is clearly blasphemous, so I can't say that. What happens if I say cheese and rice? Does that count?
That's
it just counts as lame, and you have to put extra money, actually. No, fuck. Blasphemy is fine. It's fine.
What about the fuck before? No fuck. Yeah.
And if you start
again with that one. Right. So now we have to, we don't have to. We're here to just discuss what we're going to do in a podcast and how that's going to work, knowing there's three of us here. We all have varying opinions and we're not too scared to express them at any point. So I figure we just roll that through with some of the rules. How are we going to engage this? How far we take it?
Yeah, I think a big thing for me, and initially when we discussed this over coffee, we don't want to be afraid of saying things. So I think a lot of what we say will be somewhat unpopular and somewhat politically incorrect.
Yes.
And people, a lot of people will probably frown upon that, but we don't care. I think that's the point. this is probably for people that are similar to us or like-minded, who are ready to listen to some kind of alternative view, perhaps.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think the reason that we're doing this mainly for us, because we enjoy it. We enjoy talking crap to each other all the time. And we don't want to feel that we're reined in and restricted just because there's a microphone sitting in front of us. And we're just going to try and let the conversation flow pretty freely and really just see where the whole thing goes. Hopefully fun.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people would actually appreciate it. You'll be surprised how few people have decent open conversations with each other. They're so worried about PC at any point. And I must admit, the conversations I've had with you guys go way off the PC chart. So yeah, let's see how they go.
Yeah, I think, what I want to say now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a big difference often between what you can say in the confines of your car on a bit of a road trip where there is nobody else listening and you can really get away with saying a huge amount, whether you believe it or not, and maybe what you're thinking and saying that other people are going to hear and are probably going to judge you on as well. So I need to find a bit of a balance there, I think.
Yeah, I think judgment's a big one. I think people are, I think, maybe it's just me, but I think fundamentally people are worried about what other people think. And I know I am. But although I try not to be, and I often say, no, I don't care what they think, but you always care a little bit. And I think
we've got to operate within society. So.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. You need to survive. You need to get on with other people. And sometimes, I don't know, it must have happened to you guys. How many times you've had to sort of withhold an opinion just to make sure that things run smoothly. You know, you You have a very strong opinion, but you sort of, you don't lie about it maybe, but you sort of don't mention it. And then the conversation moves on and
yeah.
no one's for the better.
You play it down sometimes.
Yeah.
You underplay the whole thing.
Yeah, and I mean, that's how authentic is that?
Wade's really good at that.
Mm.
You can tell it in his facial expression
yeah,
when he
yeah,
doesn't agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I'm doing that on purpose.
Maybe it's a double bluff.
Exactly. Maybe it's just me that notices
exactly.
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe it's everything I've said.
But yeah, I mean, one of the things that, that made me think of that is yesterday I was in this interview for a job. And
you're going to be employed.
Yes. some asshole decided I'm
yeah.
worthy of employment.
I was about to say, there were three unemployed blokes sitting
at
this table.
Asshole doesn't listen to this.
yeah. Some moron decided I was going to be good for a job. But anyway, during this interview.
Is this a KFC?
No, it is not.
Is that where you went earlier?
Top dog at KFC.
Would you?
I would be a fucking top dog. I know that maybe.
Like one of those cashiers.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll be in the back. I'll be the brains behind the operation.
Really?
Cleaning
the chickens.
And in the interview were two white males and one Indian female. Okay, the first white male was the headmaster of the school, a high school. Second white male was the head of department of the history department in the school. And this Indian lady was the head of the SS department, which apparently now in this new school parlance is social sciences, which includes geography and history, maybe something else, I'm not sure. And we were talking about how difficult it had been for me to, A, get a job, but before that even, to even get an interview at a school or with a prospective employer. And a lot of that revolved around my qualifications. I don't have the exact qualifications necessary for that job, okay, and that's understandable. But what I wanted to say was that my gender and my skin color did not help my chances of getting an interview.
Yeah.
But I held back on that. Because there was this Indian lady sitting there that I thought that might offend her in some way, even though that is a truth.
Yeah.
It's not a lie. That is a true statement.
Well,
but I held back on that. So.
Yeah.
And she knew. I mean, whether she said it or not, and anybody said it or not, everybody knows.
You know, as a white male in South Africa, you're a bit down the road.
Yeah.
White
heterosexual male with
yeah.
no disabilities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so really what you want to be is...
transsexual.
Black, transsexual,
paralyzed.
Bi-gender, paralyzed.
Yeah.
What else?
Retard.
What
other? Retard, yeah.
Mentally disabled.
And then you'll get a CEO type role.
Or
yeah.
Maybe the president.
Maybe how we voted our president into the country.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, so that's just one tiny example of, you know, I was inauthentic then. I wasn't complete with the truth. But... That worked well in that situation. It benefited everyone. It didn't, you know, it wasn't the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but it benefited everyone that was sitting there, you know? So
do you think you'll get the job?
I've got the job.
Oi.
Mm.
So he is employed.
So
now we've got two unemployed
yeah,
people and one employed person.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, man. Fist pump.
There
we go.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. So you're buying coffee from now on.
Let the gang down.
Yeah.
A teacher salary, bro. There's no coffee being bought.
Which school is it?
Edendale High.
Oh, other side of the world.
Yeah, that's the only.
And you can learn to fight as well. You can practice your jits.
I can learn to talk like this, bro.
Like this,
really?
Bro. Hey?
China.
Bro. Good job. So
you know what, though? Maybe that's part of the general strategy when you don't fight every single fight. Sometimes you just have to walk away. Some subjects you don't broach because it's in the bigger picture in the longer run. It's not worth it. You just let it slide past. Every single road rage incident that you're involved in doesn't necessarily end in a physical fight outside. You just move on. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Bigger picture, that's probably the smarter thing to do.
Yeah. And I guess the trick is to, in that moment, think about that and know where you're at in that moment and think, okay, hang on, this is not worth, it's not worth going down this road. Let me abstain from doing what I was inclined to do at the spur of the moment and move on. To know that in that moment, I guess, is critical, right? I mean, you've got to have some kind of, I don't know, wisdom or self-awareness to know that.
Speaking of abstinence, I think we should chat about about Steve's lack of girlfriend at the moment at some point. Maybe not in this podcast, but at some other point. I think we should.
We've got a couple of categories we want to cover and try and stick to them to just bring us on to point. And we've highlighted those as conspiracy theories because we like delving into a few of those. I know Pete has his opinion on a lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, most of them are bullshit, basically. But there's always a middle ground, and they're definitely always interesting to talk about, if not to debunk. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We'll explore
check.
Some of those. Right. To
Pete, I don't know if we've got to go into all the details of all the stuff that we...
The right to parent or what? Parent.
Like, should everybody be allowed to be parents?
Okay.
Imagine how much better this whole world would be if I could decide who was allowed to have children or not. Eh?
If you were allowed.
Yeah.
Mm.
First of all, there'd be a lot less people in the world, which
yeah.
solves a lot of problems
yes.
straight away. Because
right.
some people are just automatically stupid.
Right.
So you get too stupid, you get too ugly,
yeah.
you're the wrong whatever. So
yeah.
you can't have
some kind of predisposition to cancer or autism or some shit, you know. Some kind of genetic marker that's going to make your offspring retarded or whatever.
Your own personal preferences.
Yeah. Skin
yeah.
color.
Yeah.
Jokes, guys, jokes, okay? So you know what? The funny thing about that, I know a funny thing happened the other day. I don't know if I did like a little WhatsApp poll about, must have been a year ago, and I asked a whole bunch of people in my phone book, what is the single most important quality in a human being? And I sent this out to a whole bunch of people. I'm
pretty sure I got that. I have no idea what I voted.
Yeah. A lot of different things came out. It was pretty interesting. But my brother, he's a pretty funny guy, and he was in no way serious about it, but the what he replied was, in capital letters, race. So that's the most important how you judge people is by their race, which is pretty, it's a complete joke, okay? So he's in no way like that at all. But that was pretty funny.
But don't we all judge by race anyway? There are stereotypes
mm.
that we apply
yeah,
to
yeah,
people
exactly.
straight off.
Exactly.
Stereotypes is all about putting people into boxes, into categories. And in order to survive and function in this world, you have to categorize.
Yeah, exactly.
People. That's just the way the brain works.
I mean, how much bandwidth do you actually have to pay so much incredible attention to every single human being you encounter, to look at them as a unique individual? I mean, you've got to categorize, you're right. I don't have that much space in my brain. I don't know about you guys.
No, none of us do. You can't look at every single new person as a brand new entity that
yeah.
might be completely
new,
different to
no
every
place.
Single other person.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, this person is old, so it probably means this more or less about them.
Yeah.
Or this is a woman, so it probably means this about them.
Yeah.
And as we said, there are differences. Some people just are different. There are outliers. But most people will fall into some kind of a box at some point, I suppose. And then the boxes just get smaller and smaller as you move along.
Yeah. And I suppose there is a line, though. Right? You've got to draw a line at some point. But we've got to have some kind of... And it's about generalizations. And we've got to be able to and be allowed to make generalizations. Otherwise, our life is going to be freaking difficult. So we have to go into specifics on every single tiny thing.
So what are the most important, like the biggest, broadest category generalizations you're going to make straight off that are already there, that they've built into you from whatever age?
Hmm. Well, gender is one of it, right?
Absolutely.
Look at
male and female.
Yeah.
So
male and
female, straight away, you've got to make an assumption about a person because they're supposedly male or female.
But that brings us to a whole flippant discussion on its own. Like,
yeah.
Everything that's happening in the world now about transgender this and transgender that, and I'm a transsexual something else, and fuck.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you guys know what's going on in Canada at the moment, but this whole thing has become almost, well, I think it is
Canada.
Now institutionalized in Canada. Yeah.
That's like America, eh?
Basically, yeah. It's like...
That's the place where they apologize each time.
Yeah, they just say sorry about everything.
And it's cold.
Yeah, I don't know why America lets them be a country. And this is one of the reasons why they shouldn't be allowed to be a country. So I've got no problem with someone who wants to identify as a transsexual or a male who wants to identify as a female. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But in Canada, what they've done is they made it a crime to deny that to someone. So I can sue you if I identify as female and I have a specific pronoun and you do not refer to me by that pronoun and call me a male. Even though that is a an offence in Canada.
Then you've got to walk on a fucking name badge on.
Well, this is the thing, and there are, apparently, there's something like 60 or 80 different pronouns, and this list is expanding. Canada's, it's called, what's it called, Proposition 62 or some shit like that. It's insane. It's insane.
I propose,
and
that is a cut law.
I mean, because that's now really, so now I've got to be careful about, if I call you he instead of she, or, you know, that's, you can sue me. And
or if
that,
I say, stop being such a chick, then I'll
be
in trouble.
That could not be cool in Canada, according to the rule of the law. Like, what happens on the ground, like, I don't know, maybe people are like, what the fuck, this is such bullshit. But according to the rule of law, it's,
so
you cannot do that.
If it comes to it and the person does get offended, they can take action.
They can, yeah. And it's, again, that sticks and stones thing. Like, it's like, oh, you're offended, so fucking what? What are you going to die from offense? Like, are you going to, do you have pain?
But did you die?
Yeah, did you, exactly. No, you did not. Sticks and stones, my break my bones, blah, blah, blah. Everyone knows that story. Words will never harm me. Come on, I learned that when I was, we all learned that when we were 3 or 4 years old, right? Yeah, I don't know. What is the gender thing? So, yeah, it should be, I mean, we've done our initial 10 minutes. We can call it and move on, or we can go on. What do you think, Steve?
So we'll go through a couple of these different categories. We go week by week,
yeah.
And we'll ease into this.
Yeah.
Get our discussionary voice going. I see Pete getting into something. Wade got a little taste of it, and yeah, we'll give it another try for next week.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
So rounding off.
Alrighty.
Bye, guys. Thanks.